Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 41, verses 10 through 18. Then Ishmael took captive all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters and all the people who were left at Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, who had committed to Gedaliah the son of Akim, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah took them captive and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan the son of Korea and all the leaders of the forces with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done, they took all their men and went to fight against Ishmael the son of Nethaniah. They came upon him at the great pool that is in Gibeon. And when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Korea and all the leaders of the forces with him, they rejoiced. So all the people whom Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned around and came back and went to Johanan the son of Korea. But Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. Then Johanan the son of Korea and all the leaders of the forces with him took from Mizpah all the rest of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, after he had struck down Gedaliah the son of Akim, soldiers, women, children, and eunuchs whom Johanan brought back from Gibeon. And they went and stayed at Geruth Chimham near Bethlehem, intending to go to Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them because Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had struck down Gedaliah the son of Akim, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. The Lord preserves his remnant. Fear and violence seem to dominate this chapter. After murder and betrayal, the surviving people of Judah are taken captive, and yet the Lord does not abandon them. Johanan courageously rescues those who had been carried away, preserving the remnant through whom God would continue his saving promises. Even amid the wreckage caused by sin, the Lord remains faithful to his covenant. How often our own sins and the sins of others leave us wounded, fearful, and uncertain of the future. Yet the Lord has not forsaken his people. He preserved Israel so that, in the fullness of time, the promised Savior would come. Jesus Christ entered a world filled with treachery and death, willingly bearing humanity's greatest betrayal at the cross. There he conquered sin, death, and the devil for you. The Lord, who preserved his remnant, has also claimed you in baptism. Though dangers surround you, his steadfast promises remain. In Christ, your future is secure, because his faithfulness never fails. Amen.